You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is now here with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Hey, Don, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start in South America. Tell me about weather conditions there.
Well, as we know, it's been a very dry in many of the key growing areas of Brazil here, well, for several weeks. The good news in the short term is they've got a little bit of a better chance for some rains in some of those dry areas. I don't think it's going to be enough rain to completely alleviate the dryness, but at least the outlook for Brazil is a little bit better. Argentina has been a spot that's mostly seen adequate rainfall, and that over the next week is going to continue for that area as well.
And then turn your attention to the United States, where I take it that the weather pattern is, well, just interesting.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's basically winter has gotten its mojo here over the last couple of weeks, as we all know. You know, first with the big polar vortex, and we had the big thaw, and now we see another big area of cold air building up over central and northwest areas of Canada. And we're going to see another push of Arctic air. We already have into the northern plain states and the northern Rockies this week. Over the course of the next few days, that colder air is going to push south and spread west to east across the nation. Now, it's not going to be nearly as severe as the cold that came in with the polar vortex, but we are going to be in a pattern where there's going to be several weather systems that will bring shots of cold and along the boundary of the Arctic air to the north and the warmer air to the south will be several small storm systems that will bring about every 3 days or so some chances of snow to the upper Midwest.
And so do you have, I know these are very difficult to pinpoint, kind of a rough line of where that boundary might be?
I think what you're likely going to see is the boundary getting as far south at times as Interstate 70. It's going to be wanting to be more along Interstate 80, but I think I-70 will be at least the boundary now for the southern extent of that colder weather. So I-70 north, it's going to be pretty busy here for the next couple of weeks. Plenty of winter weather to come.
Hey, thanks so much, Don. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Tuesday afternoon. Do visit our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. There you'll find several things, including our calendar of events and a list on the homepage right now of all the folks that will be at the All Day Ag Outlook. That's Tuesday, the first Tuesday of the month, March 5th, at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. We'll have a dozen of our regular on air analyst there, and we'll also take up a couple of important things. The weather forecast, of course. Eric Snodgrass will start off our day, and then we'll be joined by Murray Wise a bit later in the morning there at the Beef House. He's with Murray Wise and Associates, and we'll talk about the agricultural farmland value forecast. You won't want to miss it. It's a great show. This is our 29th year at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. The cost, it's just $30, and for that, you get the whole show, a morning coffee, and the Beef House rolls, and then a Beef House lunch, too, all for $30. You can sign up right now, willag.org, willag.org, or call 800-898-1065. That's 800-898-1065. Buy your tickets today for the Tuesday, March 5th, all-day Ag Outlook at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.